It's time for JT the Brick.
This is a new day. It's a new chapter. It's a new era. It's a new mindset.
Jacoby Myers in motion. O'Connell takes the snap, throws it out to him. He's going to throw to the end zone. Touchdown, Devontae.
I love hearing that sound.
You know, I thought at the end of the year it was nice. Allegiant Stadium started to turn into a home field advantage. You could hear the roar of the crowd.
Well, to me, it's not just unconventional. It's the right way, and it's our way.
Vegas is the global hub of the Raider Nation. Now it's got to act that way every home game.
Raider Nation, as I always say, you know, you show up and we'll show out.
JT the Brick.
It's a real thing. It's a tangible thing. You get in the building and you feel it.
It's a war to track down Kansas City. I've always been a big fan of running the football.
Hand off to Zamir. Cuts to the right side. First down, 35. First 40. Down the 50. Near side, 40. 35, 30. And Zamir White might have just salted away a Raiders win.
I'm always looking for opportunities to compete, man. And this is a great one here.
And now,
Raider Nation unite!
Here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT in studio today with Bobby. It's a Modelo Fridays. Modelo, Modelo. I was telling Jess, it's true. I am the Modelo man. That is a new nickname. I'll take that nickname, man. I'll take Modelo man. I have a bucket of Modelos on Friday, and they're currently icing. Got the outdoor refrigerator, which is cool, but I like to put them on ice. So that ice is dripping wet on a Modelo Friday here. Reza Modelo with me as we open up the show. Going to be a fun show today. A lot happened this week on the passing of Willie Mays. What we wanted to get into kind of got sidetracked because the greatest baseball player of all time died. He's a Bay Area legend and, you know, one of the greatest athletes, Americana, that I've ever seen in my life and you've ever seen. So that's how radio can be a little bit different. You can move. You can, you know, J.J. Redick gets hired with the Lakers. You pause and you go on to something like that. Bill Walton dies. You do a show about Bill Walton. And during the season, we're basically just going to focus on the Raiders' last game they played and their upcoming opponent. So I put a grid together. We put a grid together with Paul Gutierrez, Vic Tafer, Vinny. We get them on every 2 weeks. We're adding a new insider this year I'm excited about. And we just set up the grid, interview the head coach, doing something cool on Wednesdays, which I'll be able to let you know in about a month. And we're going to do a great show. So Eric Allen and I are doing something a little bit different this year on Mondays. And that's it. We are not there yet. We're not even at training camp in Costa Mesa. We are in the dead zone of sports radio, which I kind of enjoy. I pick up more shifts. Guys go on vacation. I'll pick up a shift here or there. I love working. I love working. I love being on the radio. So to me, this isn't work. But today, I'm sitting at home, and I'm looking at my son, who's helping me on my social media, and he's like, Dad, what are you going to talk about today? I said, I don't know. He said, you don't know? What do you mean you don't know? I go, I'm not sure yet. You know, I don't have writers and teleprompters and guys who write my show and then edit it again and read off a teleprompter. As you're looking at me on YouTube, this is all me. I could do this blindfolded. There's no notes. I just talk about what I think you want to talk about, what I'd like to talk about, and see what happens. So a couple things are happening here. My dad said, why don't you do some AMA? I go, what? What's AMA? He goes, ask me anything. I go, what is that? He goes, put in the chat, ask me anything. I said, you mean they can ask me anything and I have to answer it? He goes, yeah, that happens all the time, Dad. You don't know AMA? I go, I've never heard of it before. So I thought we'd do a little AMA for the first hour where you can ask me anything. Now, you can't ask me my Social Security number or my wife's maiden name. You can't get creepy and weird. You can't ask for anything weird. But if you can ask me anything about sports or Raiders or anything, you can put it in the chat at YouTube. This is a YouTube preference show, a JT the Brick YT. If you want to call in, you can do that. But, you know, keep it kind of cool. But ask me anything. I do that every once in a while, Bobby, when I'm in an Uber late at night and I've had a couple of beverages. And the Uber says about, you know, 29 minutes back to Summerlin. And I sit there and go, fire away. I'm in the Uber, bricking an Uber, ask me anything. And I've had some fun with that. But I just found out that Greg Townsend is confirmed at the bottom of the hour. The all-time leader in Raider sacks. All time. It's not Howie Long, and we love Howie. It's not Matuszak. You know, it wasn't Otis Sistrunk. It's Greg Townsend. He was a part of the Raiders Alumni Wellness Weekend, and I wanted to share with you and talk about that and what that means because the Raiders alumni came back, and Greg's going to talk about it. He was blown away by it. He wanted to come on. So that's a bonus for me. That's a bonus for me. But last night was one of the coolest things that has happened to me in my entire radio career. Entire career, not on the Mount Rushmore, but, you know, something pretty cool. So the Willie Mays game was played last night at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. And Reggie Jackson, I've been trying to get him on the show since Willie Mays died, and he missed the show the other day. It was kind of his time slot. We're gonna play my interview next hour with Reggie. And what was so cool about it is Reggie went on the desk, the stage at Fox. It was one of the most incredible stages Fox has ever had. They had Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., Reggie Jackson, Alex Rodriguez, Big Poppy, and Derek Jeter. Let that sink in. They were all on the pregame show, and then Reggie talked about his time down in Birmingham where he played in the minor leagues, and it was really rough. I did a long podcast with Reggie that I saved. A long podcast with him for about an hour. And he told me the story, but most of the country hadn't heard about the racism that he felt when he was in Birmingham and what he had to put up with. I mean, death threats, couldn't sleep in hotels, couldn't go to restaurants. He told that on the air. So follow me here for a second, if you can. Reggie's on TV live from Birmingham. Then Reggie was going up to the booth to do play-by-play. Right, they were bringing him in the booth for an inning, and in between that, he called me on the radio last night, and it was really good. A little bit difficult at times to hear because he's in a stadium, but I talked to Reggie, and I also talked to Pete Rose yesterday. So we're going to bookend those two interviews for me, kind of for selfish reasons, because I want to be able to save this for decades to come, that on the same day, I had Pete Rose and Reggie Jackson on. No other show in America, no radio show did that. We did, and it was really cool, and I'm proud of that, and it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened if Willie Mays didn't pass. I wish he didn't pass, but Willie Mays passed, and we kind of pivoted and covered that. The calls have been great. Everybody's been really good with that, so we'll hear that a little bit later on. Also, next hour, Larry Kruger. He has his own big YouTube, bigger than mine. I'm building mine from scratch because I saw what Larry Kruger was doing, the Krug Show. Going to talk to him about his show and what's happening with Willie Mays and everything going on there. We'll do that a little bit later. And then J.J. Redick. His new head coach of the Lakers, Kurt Heelan, the elite NBA insider in Los Angeles for NBC Sports. We'll talk about that and how that's going to play out with the Lakers. But the first hour of the show is pretty wide open. If you'd like to get in here, Greg Townsend in about 20 minutes. And then the other topic that I wanted to mention, which I think it's important, is the Raiders now have a new tailgate experience at Allegiant Stadium. And it's pretty unique. It's really unique. It's called the Premium Tailgate. The Premium Tailgate space is designed to provide a memorable pregame experience for football fans. Whether you're beating the heat or traveling from afar, Premium Tailgate space offers a private hospitality space where you and your guests can relax fully immersed in the Raider Nation. Here's some of the features. Private hospitality, dedicated so you can relax, socialize, upscale ambiance, high-end deco and comfortable seating, climate-controlled, air conditioning, tailgating, I repeat, air conditioning, and power. You can connect all your devices there, smart design, all-inclusive packages from setup to cleanup. They'll take care of everything, food, drinks, furniture, games, and more, all included. 55-inch 4K smart HD TV to watch the games earlier. And again, the convenience, you don't have to set up tables, chairs, buy supplies, all of that. Now, pricing. Premium tailgate packages start at $20,000 a unit. 20 grand. All-inclusive premium tailgate. Now, I don't have 20 grand to tailgate. I don't. I slide by the black hole. They give me a couple of Modelos. Maybe do a tiny little taste of tequila because I got to be on the radio, hang out with Gorilla Rilla and the guys. And I want to know, and this, again, you don't have to rip this because people are already saying, like, what is this? This is a premium experience for people who have the dough, people who have the money. Do you see? My son just turned 21. They're trying to do a bottle service thing sometime this weekend. Luckily, I got the hookup. But it's a pretty expensive. Young kids are spending 20 grand to go to these nightclubs. 20 grand for a booth and bottle service. You might want to do that at a Raider game. So I got a topic out of this. I want to know right now how you're tailgating at a Raider game. How are you tailgating and what is your plan going forward? It's not Oakland. We know that. That's one of the strengths of Oakland was the tailgating. It was great. You don't have to rip on this tailgate experience. Our first game or two, it's 100 and whatever degrees. People like to be inside And there's a tremendous experience for Raider fans inside Allegiant Stadium, which is second to none. You can go to a nightclub. You can actually go to a nightclub with a DJ if you like to tailgate that way. You can come see us at the Torch. Eric Allen and I, one of the largest bars in America, is where we host the pregame show. It's beautiful. People, my friend Carla, shows up, buys a couple of cervezas, watches the pregame show. Others like to go to their suite. If you're paying that much money for a suite inside, get in your suite. Start hammering away inside your suite. And then there's other fans that go to the A-lot, D-lot, where I go to. Maybe you're going to go to the new bar across the street, Whiskey. Again, I am not the airport, ticket, or tailgate police. I cannot tell you that your time's better than mine or what you should be doing. Okay, so it's one of the things I want to say. I want to throw this out because the Raiders just dropped out this really big deal. They have four exclusive air-conditioned units for tailgating, all-inclusive food and beverage, fully air-conditioned with TVs. The Raiders do all the work. Now, if you don't got 20 grand, you don't have to come in here and blow that up. You might have more money than that. There's some really rich people that go to these games, man. I mean, billionaires with a B. 20 grand's nothing for them. They might want to do this. But I want to know how you're tailgating. I want to know how you're tailgating going forward. I mean, come on, everybody. This is year 5. One of the years you weren't allowed to go because of COVID. But I have to add that year up. But if you look at your tailgating experience, I know the Black Hole is doing an unbelievable walk over the bridge, which is fantastic. And the Black Hole and our friends at Modelo are doing something unique this year. I mean, Modelo's got a big footprint there. But I just kind of want to get a vibe of what you think of tailgating here. It's not to bash it and compare it to Oakland. We're not going to do that. Oakland's different and better. The tailgating in Oakland was better. Now the Raiders are offering people an opportunity to have air-conditioned tailgate. That's because it's 2024. Remember the cartoon, The Jetsons, when they were all like driving around in space? We're going to get there someday too. Okay, so now you have a tailgating experience with the Raiders. Well, you can have a really good time that way if you want to do it. But I want to get a couple of calls this hour on your tailgate experience. Maybe you can throw a shout-out to your tailgate. Maybe your tailgate's one of the best ones I should come to, and I'd like to come. Because I get there early. I park early. I go back up to the Black Hole. I tailgate for about a half hour every game because I never want to lose that. I never want to lose the experience of going to a tailgate. More and more people call me. I don't go to the games anymore. What? I don't go to games. I like to be in my basement at home watching it. Well, I don't want to go to your basement. With all due respect, you probably got a great basement. Probably got some Raider gear. I want to go to the game. The Miami road trip that the Black Hole's doing this year? Oh, my God. I just had a meeting on that. The Black Hole's taking over Miami. The Clevelander, there'll be more Raider fans than Miami fans. No debate. I like to road trip on the road and find some good tailgates there. So 702-365-9200. I'm not breaking down cornerbacks today. I don't do it. Won't do it. I'm not breaking down Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell. There's no news. There's nothing to talk about with Aiden O'Connell other than Gardner Minshew's photo shoot where he was mean mugging and had some good looks and all he wanted. Those are the most unique quarterback media day pictures of all time. I can't get a show out of that. I can talk about tailgating and we can talk to Greg Townsend, Larry Kruger, Reggie Jackson, Pete Rose from yesterday. So I'm excited about today. And if you want to get into our YouTube channel, YouTube JT the Brick YT, where I said, ask me anything on a Friday as people are starting to load up and get in here. And I appreciate this. This one comes from Silk Raider 73. Hey, JT, who will have more yards and TDs, Brock Bowers or Michael Mayer? Whoa, that's a tough one. I like Big Mike, man. I thought we let him down last year. I thought we let him down. The former regime let him down. The scripted plays only worked for him, and then they forgot about him. I am so big on Brock Bowers. You know my line, check down to Brock. I think that Brock's going to have a massive rookie year. I'm hoping. He had a massive junior and senior year at Georgia. I hope he doesn't take a step back here in the pros. He redefined the tight end position in the history of the position. Much better, not better. Much better in college than George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Darren Waller. Why make the kid wait? We're not going to lock him up and say, hey, man, it's going to take you a year or two. This guy fell to us like a gift from the sports gods. I'm not saying he's going to have 80 receptions or 90. I'd like to see that. I think he can handle whatever load you give him with that. But, you know, I think that Brock Bowers will have better stats than Big Mike, because I think Big Mike's going to block a lot, even though Brock could block there also. So that's one of the things we open up again. And that's a good problem to have. It really is a good problem to have. And, you know, I personally believe when you got something good, you got Devontae, Michael Mayer, and Brock and Jacoby Myers, those four guys, and, of course, Trey Tucker on the outside. But when you got four elite, high-end elite weapons, use them all the time. Mr. Polo, 562. Yo, JT, question. Who do you have in this Euro game and taking the championship? I don't have Euro on now, but I always root for England. I'm an England guy. My son asked me why, because we stink at soccer in America. We stink, the men. We're just awful. We play in the minor leagues called the MLS. No one watches. The players aren't any good. So from Euro, I got Italian blood in me, French blood in me. But for whatever reason, I like to root for England because they've been so defeated over so many decades. It's just incredible, and I'd like to see them win and see what they can do there. So that's it. That's what we're doing. A lot of people are saying on the chat about tailgating, Vegas will never be Oakland. That's okay. That's okay. We're all adults. There's some things in Oakland that aren't Vegas, like a stadium that's air-conditioned, called the Death Star. It's the best in sports. We're never going to get that in Oakland. Never. Even if that, I mean, I think they're raiding mayors' houses up there and the politicians and everything that's going on up there. We never would have got a stadium up there to the likings of what we have in Vegas. Not even close. And we'll never have tailgating in Vegas that we had in Oakland. The weather's different. You know, you're not going to play in the rain. You're not going to play in the rain and the wind in Vegas. Maybe you like that a little bit in Oakland. I think transportation's kind of the same. Oakland, hard to get to at times. I flew in for the games, took Air BART. That was pretty easy. Getting to the stadium here in Vegas is super easy for me. I don't know how you get there, but it's real easy for me. And it's going to get easier and easier and easier over the years to come as more and more tunnels are being built, which is a big topic that I like going forward. So that's where we're at as we open up the show. We're going to talk to Greg Townsend coming up here. Fabian in the chat says, you know, my tailgate, the black hole in Lot J. Yeah, with Cisco. And our buddy Joe, you better believe it, our buddy Joe makes some of the best carne asada I've ever had in my life. And he has it right there, a couple tortillas. His wife slices the carne asada thin, little homemade hot sauce, beautiful. I have a carne asada before I go in. It's fantastic. And then everyone's talking about the new In-N-Out burger that we have over there. There is an In-N-Out right next to the J-Lot after I walk in there. Tailgating means a lot to me. I wouldn't be here with the Raiders. I wouldn't be on the radio show if it wasn't for the black hole. They brought me in first. And their tailgates in Oakland were bleeping legendary. Legendary. Godspeed to the family of Black Hole Rob. And Black Hole Rob, we lost. Some of my best memories in my entire career with the Raiders were not at the games, not in the booth. Was outside tailgating. Just an amazing experience. And Vegas will never have that at the depths of that, because people in Vegas want to get in the building. People wanted to get into the building in Oakland, but right before the start of the game. There were many times I was doing the pregame show in Oakland, and I looked around and said, is anybody coming today? Oh, my God, this is going to be embarrassing. There's like 13,000 people here. And then 5 minutes before kickoff, there's 55,000, because people love that. And a lot of people like to hang out in L.A. and tailgate there at the Coliseum. Some big tailgates there over the years, no doubt about it. I think my favorite thing, as we're talking about tailgates today, if you're joining us late, is that the Raider tailgates on the road put the road city on alert. Like, oh my God, look at this fan base. They have a complete parking lot to themselves with a band and a DJ. And when you go on the road with the Raiders and you want to find a tailgate, and you go to the sites like the Black Hole and everybody else, it's just really cool to see. So Raiders are very strong at tailgating. The best tailgates I've ever been to my life, number one all time, is Green Bay. Nothing will top Green Bay. Been to two Raider games there. Green Bay's tailgates are so legendary that they beg you to come back. Like, you're done, you're drinking their beer, you're eating their bratwurst, and they look at you and say, please come back. We had such a good time. Can you come back? And like, yeah, I'll definitely come back after the game. I'll be right here. And they got more food and drink for you. Lambeau Field, when the weather is nice. I've been there when it was below zero, and I was there when it was warm. It's just fantastic. Buck Johnson, JT, the torch with you and EA with the margaritas. at that fantastic bar of the way, my friends. And I have tailgated every year in Vegas so far. Yes, it's different than Oakland, but we love it. Yeah, there's some things that are different than Oakland, and we've had years to kind of try to kind of get through that. And some people struggle with that, and you know, people get dropped off there with an Uber ride share, and they look around and they go, well, what to do? I'll just go inside. That to me isn't tailgating. Tailgating is going outside with your friends, sitting in a parking lot, cooking food, having the game on outside, looking at the strip. I mean, come on, the views. You're looking right over at Mandalay Bay and the strip corridor. I love it. I have a lot of fun, so I appreciate everybody participating in this. And we'll find a good couple of road trips this year. My two favorite ones still are New Orleans and Miami. The New Orleans date is really bad, that December 28th. They didn't do us any favors, but there'll be a lot of Raider fans there. And then one of the L.A. games. I'm thinking the Ram game could be kind of cool to go back there and maybe exercise the demon. Remember when Baker Mayfield went the length of the field and beat us? Maybe got to go back down and exercise that demon. Greg Townsend. Greg Townsend will join us, the all-time Raider sack leader, here at the bottom of the hour. And then Bobby and I are trying to kind of do some unique stuff in hour number two. Also, Larry Kruger will join us from the Bay Area, and we'll get a vibe on Willie Mays, as that was the big storyline. That was the big storyline that we've been dealing with, and it's been good to talk about the greatest baseball player of all time. You don't want to do it under these circumstances, but when legends pass away, you talk about that. And also the Lakers, the draft is coming up. So the NBA draft is coming up, and there's a lot of wheeling and dealing being talked about along the way. The monologue brought to you by PTs. They fuel it every day, 5 to 7, midnight to 2. The best happy hour in town. Great day to go today. Cool off, go inside. You like to play video poker. You like to have a great lunch, drink specials. No better place to pregame with half-price drinks before you go to a big event like Dead & Company tonight. Go get your drink on at a PT's for half price and then go pay those prices at the Sphere. Man, that ain't cheap. God. Every time I get my credit card back at the Sphere or someone like that, I'm just like cringing. How much was that? Really? $24 now for a drink. It's sporting. What's going on here? What's going on with that type of inflation? I guess if they can get it, they're going to get it. The all-time sack leader of the Silver and Black, Greg Townsend, joining us next.
Worked his tail off. Came back, great shape, running. He's got a little chip on his shoulder, right? I'm sure he reads the outside news. He's looked really good. You know, we got them both at, you know, the thing about there is a special, could play left tackle, could play right tackle. Hell, we even lined him up at tight ends at times last year. The versatility that he brings. But more important, it's year three. And he understands this is a great opportunity for him to really just say, I'm your guy. And I told him, it's his for the taking.
Antonio Pierce on Thayer Mumford, who I got to know a lot better here recently over the last month, from playing golf with him to hanging out with him at an event. So I'm starting to, when you meet someone and you get to know them better, you pull for them more. So let's see what happens with Thayer Mumford here. There's a lot of articles written about the Raiders on what's left. What do they need? I've always said this. I told Thayer this. I'm always looking for another right tackle. If there's a better right tackle than Thayer Mumford, if he's out there, go get him. If you think that Thayer will compete with him, maybe he wins the job still. If you don't get another right tackle, I'm cool with Thayer. Good guy. In tremendous shape going up against Max every day. And then the cornerback room. We're talking Vinny Bonsignor's in the building a lot this week. He's in for Q. I was talking about Stephon Gilmore with him. Stephon Gilmore might be the type of player that the Raiders can bring in late. They can bring him in for a half a season. Maybe Stephon Gilmore doesn't want to participate in a long training camp. Maybe he wants to wait. So, as Adam says on YouTube here, a vet cornerback would be nice. Yeah, I agree with you. A vet right tackle, a vet corner would be nice. Got a veteran quarterback in Gardner Minshew. That's nice. I think he's a really good player as potentially a backup. And if he has to start, I think he can go out and win. So that's how I see all of this as we welcome in Greg Townsend, who's one of the greatest Raiders of all time. And he was a part of the alumni wellness weekend, and I was talking to the alumni department. I said, who would be great to talk about that weekend for alumni wellness and health? And they said the all-time sack leader, Greg Townsend. Greg, it was good to see you last week, and thanks for coming on the radio. How are you?
Good, JT. How you doing? I'm doing just fine. And, yeah, I am the right man to talk about the wellness weekend, too.
Yeah, why was that so important to you? You're there, and when I was walking in with you as we were coming into the gala and I asked you about it, you were really moved by all the individual experiences you had that whole weekend.
Yeah, because it was new to me, and I'm in my 60s, JT, mm-hmm. So we've been talking about I need to go get this. My daughter's a nurse, so she's telling me all the time I need to get this screen, I need to go check this, I need to get that checked. So when the Raiders put this together about the wellness, I was not prepared for, let's just say, the detail and the professionalism that came with that. I was just thinking we was just going to go down there and do a little stretching and maybe talk a little nutrition and hydration and stuff like that. But it was more detailed. It was more, I wouldn't call it invasive, but it was more important than I thought it would be.
Greg Townsend's our guest. So when you look at your physical abilities, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, a lot of your former teammates have had hip replacement knees, and then mental health. Also, there's a big aspect of mental health, because you were dealing with this at a younger age. When football stops, it stops, and you kept playing and played at a high level till late in your career. There are also sessions on that also, on how you can be aware of your mental health.
Yeah, and that was important, because it's the little signs that goes on, and those are things that people need to, and you know, when you check in with people more, and here's what I'm really getting at here. It was a 4-day event, for first of all, mm-hmm. and I was speaking with Nick Bell, and Nick Bell was talking about how he's glad to be there and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Nick, I said, you know, Nick, I think what they're doing is making us, you know, we usually in there for 1 or 2 days and then we out of there. I said, this 4 days is getting us to be closer to each other in a sense that we could talk to each other about those things that we don't like talking about to other people. And I said, this is what this is. I think this is what this is all about. When we can sit here and we can tell each other our darkest stuff that we go through, because nobody else understands. Everybody think we, you know, we just former football players and we got it made, and we can go to any game we want, and we can go pick up the phone and call Howie Long and Marcus Allen whenever we want. I mean, people have that notion about us, that perception, but it's not so. It's the perception a lot of us stay in seclusion a lot,
right,
and isolate ourselves. And that's when we said, okay, I'm hearing guys talking about how they isolate themselves. And I'm going, no. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just get busy doing something. So we decided to do a thing we call check in on each other once a week. Just check in once a week with each other so we can get familiar with each other. And maybe we can hear those little nuances, you know, when we hear something in their voice, we can know something is wrong.
You know, Greg, that's really important. I want to follow up with that. You nailed it. Sometimes on a text message, you can't tell the tone. You might have a teammate that you're texting and he says everything's great. Okay, great. I'll talk to him. I'll see him in a month or 3 weeks at another game. But when you talk to someone on a phone, you can hear their voice. You can hear the cadence of their language there and maybe pick up on something. That's very important.
Yeah, so that was the one thing that I thought that was so important. But just the whole thing of the organization, like Mark Davis and our alumni department with the girls, to get us to get that done, that was incredible. It was so incredible and so needed. And they put together a fantastic weekend where we got some important information, along with spending time with each other to have a good time and, to laugh and joke and things of that nature.
Greg Townsend is the all-time sack leader in Raider history. He was a part of Wellness Weekend. He joins us on the flagship of the Raiders. And the other thing, too, is there's a lot of men who are afraid of doctors, afraid of hospitals. Yeah. They don't want to go. They don't want to know what could be going on. And how cool is it to show up at the team you played for in this beautiful facility and be able to have all these tests done medically So you feel more comfortable, and they're like, we're going to do all these tests. We're going to check it out. We're going to get your baseline on all these medical issues so you have a starting point or you can come back next year and check it again. I think that's key, Greg, so men who sometimes say, I'm a tough football player, I'm not going to the doctor, can come to the Raiders and they can give you all these tests and give you a base guideline going forward.
Yeah, and I think it was some familiarity to that when we have a lot of us together, a lot of alumni together. It'll feel like a team camaraderie to where we can go and do these things, like you're saying, when we don't like doctors. You know, now we can lean on, it's sad to say this, but at the same time, I know it still works. You know, when you can see a kicker going there and get his checkup, you go like, I'm going to get mine then too. You
know? That's funny.
Because you know you're supposed to be bigger and badder than the kicker. So that kind of gives you that that camaraderie and that team relationship.
Hey, Greg, I want to ask you, someone asked me in my chat here about Max chasing your all-time sack record. I'm sure you love that. Records are made to be broken, and he's about halfway there. There's less than halfway there, but you really have a good connection with Max Crosby, and I think he looks at you as someone, along with Howie and Bill Pakel and Khalil Mack, who's now left. He's got a lot of sacks around the league, but is it nice sitting on top of that record knowing a guy like Max Crosby is chasing it?
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you the biggest part, JT, and this is no joke. I'd rather see that record broken while I'm alive. That's my key. That's really my key. I don't want to be dead and then they breaking it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to see that young man who breaks that record and hopefully, you know, shake his hand, that type of deal. So, yeah, I'm loving that Max is chasing the record. It gives him something to chase, and I think that was the most important thing for the regular organization to do was to let him know who holds the record and for him to chase. Because I believe for a while, a lot of D-liners came in the league, didn't know that I was the all-time sack leader. So I didn't know. I think they didn't know what to chase. I think they were just doing their job as far as getting sacks there. Because I remember, what was that kid name out of Ole Miss? He wore number 93 as well. Big, tall tackle. And I remember talking with him. Tommy Kelly, there you go. Mm-hmm. I remember talking with him and asked him that question. He didn't have a clue. He's like, no, I don't know I didn't know about a sack record, you know.
Well, if you're in the business of sacks, you should know Greg Townsend. Hey, another question. How great was Chester McLaughlin in his prime? Everybody talks about him at this, how he just shined as a Raider and his life, and rest in peace. How great was Chester in his prime?
You know, some people are going to think I'm off my rockers when I say this, but Chester was like a Bo Jackson to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember Bo always making these predictions of when he was going to make a big run and stuff like that, and he did. He came through. Chester had that same thing. He'd tell you, I'm going to make a play right here. And he'd go make that play. And he would just, you can tell when guys like him and other players have their mind made up that it was no stopping them. Mm-hmm. No matter what the play was going to be, whether a pass play, a run in the end, or a run in the middle, they were going to get involved with it because they had their mind made up. And that's the kind of player Chester was. When he made his mind up, he was unstoppable.
Greg Townsend, as we wrap it up. All right, last one. The Raiders are chasing Kansas City. You played at a high level against the Chiefs and had some battles, and the Chiefs were not the team they are now. They're trying to be the first team ever to three-peat, and I think that would make them the greatest team of all time with the three-peat. It'd be better than the 72 Dolphins. It would be the first team ever to three-peat. The Raiders are chasing them, and they beat them on Christmas last year. Greg, what's it like when you're chasing a team? And you just know where that schedule is, when the game is, and you're just trying to use it for your workouts, your weightlifting, your cardio, knowing that this Raider team has got to track down the world champion, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got a team like that who's on the verge of three-peating, you do got to get your work up a little notch, and you try to figure out what it's going to take. And, you know, maybe you had the good game against them in Christmas, and you had two sacks. Well, now you're trying to double that, and maybe you had the two defending passes. Now you're trying to double that. So whatever you're doing, you're trying to double it to make sure your team can come out victorious. So I knew back in the day I was always in the verge of playing good against the Denver Broncos. So when I knew that if they were on the schedule early, That's what, you know, I was going to come in tip-top shape for that. You know, they were on my schedule in the middle of the season. Maybe I just come in shape, not in tip-top, you know, and play my way up into tip-top shape. So it's all different when you have a team that you're chasing. And for the guys to, you know, have their thirst out for the Kansas City Chiefs, that's how they're going to approach it.
How many times did you sack John Elway again?
45 times, and I didn't say four or five times. I said 45.
Wait a second. You got 107.5. 107.5.
Uh-huh.
That many against Elway? It doesn't add up. I don't get this. How can almost half of them be against John Elway?
I'm telling you, that guy brought out my A-game. He just out my A-game. And, I mean, three sacks a game against him. It's kind of like – it was kind of like a given. I remember somewhere in my career, I used to think, I used to watch, look over there at Al Davis and like, we'd catch each other's eyes. Like, okay, this is a game you're supposed to have a big game in now. I'm going to be watching. And I can feel that from him. But I know I'm throwing back at him like, hey, don't worry about it. I got this under control.
There should be a room for you at John Elway's Steakhouse in Denver. There should be the Craig Townsend room in the back.
I tell you, I remember this is not about John Elway. This is about Steve Young. I was out of the league one year, and Steve Young had one of his concussions. And they asked Steve, well, hey, what happened on that play? He said, well, Greg Townsend came around the blind side and he hit me. They said, it must be some kind of hit because Greg Townsend retired. So I'm kind of thinking Elway got that same kind of. Feeling. Yeah.
Greg, great to talk to you. I'll reach out to you in a few weeks. First, we'll be in Costa Mesa, so I'm sure we're going to see you. And then,
oh, yes, you are.
Yeah, and this summer I'm counting down the greatest 10 Raider games of all time. You played in multiple of them, obviously a championship, so we'll bring you back to recap one of those games, and I hope to see you here in a couple weeks.
I love it, JT, and you guys take care and love you guys.
Thank you. We love Greg Townsend. Man, that was a memorable interview. A lot of people saying that here, and we're really thrilled to do that. Thanks to Callie and Katie and Shannon Jordan and their entire department there, the alumni department there. I'm telling you, we said, what are we going to do today? How about we just talk to Greg Townsend? I mean, who's winning this week? I talked to Pete Rose, Reggie Jackson, and Greg Townsend, all on an AM radio station in Vegas, AM Radio 920. Raider Nation Radio, and the Raiders mobile app, where we have a gentleman in from Brazil who's listening here on the YouTube page, too. So Raider Nation is global. Greg Townsend with the 40-plus sacks against Elway. So here's the list of all-time sack leaders. Greg Townsend, 107.5. Howie Long, 84 second. Howie Long's in the Hall of Fame. I greatly agree with that. Why is Greg Townsend not in the Hall of Fame? Howie has 84 sacks. Townsend's got 107.5. How is that? Greg Townsend has three fumble returns for a touchdown. Howie has none. Howie's great play. Love Howie. Love, 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 love Howie Long. How's Greg Townsend not in the Hall of Fame? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Max is fifth on the list at 52. Sixth on the list is Khalil Mack at 40.5. Seven is Chester McLaughlin at 39.5. Derek Burgess, he had a nice run with the Raiders, 38.5. Tommy Kelly, 34. So those are some names. Daryl Russell, man, he died too young. Daryl Russell had 28.5. Lyle Alzado had 23. Warren Sapp played great for the Raiders. I really think Sapp played hard with the Raiders. He had almost 20 sacks as a Raider. And member of the Black Hole, Grady Jackson, comes in at 20. In the top 20, Grady Jackson had 19 sacks of the quarterback, but they all trail the great Greg Townsend, who just joined us. 702-365-9200. Thank you. A lot of people enjoyed that interview. Just me asking Greg Townsend to talk, and he did it all. Love that. What a nice way to wrap up the week with about an hour and 15 minutes to go. You want to get through before the top of the hour. I'm going to have a combination of my two interviews, Reggie Jackson, which you didn't hear from last night, and Pete Rose from yesterday. That was really cool. We'll do that. Larry Kruger will join us from San Francisco in about 50 minutes as we continue here. Brought to you by Resorts World. Head on out to Doghouse Saloon, our home.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history. They were told they had to win. There's only one thing you can do when expectations are that high. Meet them. And there's only one way to stop being haunted by the ghosts and the legends and the champions atop this building. Join them. Together they have, and together they stand alone on top of the mountain for now. And once again, the Boston Celtics stand alone for all time. It is Banner 18. The mission demanded is mission accomplished.
Turn it up. Celtics have won their 18th title. And the Lakers, if the Lakers get it right, maybe they could surpass the Celtics. It doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. J.J. Redick is the new head coach of the Lakers. We'll talk to Kurt Heelan about that next hour. Thanks to Greg Townsend, who just joined us, getting overwhelming praise to Greg on our YouTube chat, as we're also broadcasting there, and to see how many fans love that guy and how good he was. That was one of the best alumni interviews I've ever done because of the guest. He was incredible. All these guys are great when you talk to them, and you know, obviously some are younger than others and remember a little bit more or not, or they can go back and, you know, some are better on the radio than others, but I just love them all. I want to talk to as many as alumni as we can. Our once a Raider, always a Raider. You can find that at Raiders.com. So thanks again. So the parade was today. That was the parade in Boston, the Duck Pope Parade for the Boston Celtics. And they're now the elite team in the NBA. The Celtics, Patriots, Red Sox, and the Bruins have all had huge championship parades, jumping on these duck boats and going around Boston and having a good time. And they're able to do this. They started at TD Garden. The procession lasted about 90 minutes, turning first into the Causeway Street in front of the arena, past City Hall, Boston Common, Boylston Street, and ended up at Heinz Convention Center. So a big day in Boston. The weather looked good. Nothing like a good parade. And they've had a lot of them in Boston, man. They've had a lot of them in this millennium. They've had a lot of big-time parades overall. The other huge storyline other than Willie Mays, as we talked about this week, is the signing of Trevor Lawrence to that highest paid contract, really the second. He's tied with Joe Burrow now, which just goes to show that if you're a quarterback and your team doesn't want you to leave, and if you're not great, if you're not elite, you're still going to get that type of money. You're still going to get big time money overall. And a lot of Raider fans are linking Dak Prescott to the Raiders going forward. I'm going to be careful on this one because I think Dak's a hell of a player. He's absolutely in the early part of his prime for his age. He puts up massive numbers. He doesn't have a defining moment. He doesn't. Jim Plunkett didn't either. Jim Plunkett didn't have a defining moment. Got to the Raiders and came off the bench and was brought in as a third-string/fourth-string quarterback. Rich Gannon did not have a defining moment until he won the MVP late in his career. So Dak has a big runway still left in front of him. And a lot of Raider fans are saying, hey, come on, look at this deal potentially. I hope he doesn't sign. I don't look at it this way. I agree that Jerry Jones shouldn't sign Dak. I wouldn't. I wouldn't reward him. Trevor Lawrence just got rewarded with a contract, and he didn't play well. He's got 60 turnovers. But the owner, Shad Khan, that would rather have the team play in London than in Jacksonville, knows that he's not going to get anybody better. So what does he do? He's going to continue to pay Trevor Lawrence. Jerry Jones has given Dak a lot of opportunity to win, a tremendous opportunity to win. I think it's on Dak to try to win this year before he gets a new contract. The problem is, if he suffers a catastrophic injury, then he shouldn't be playing now because he'll have no protection. He's made a lot of money. But don't you remember, everybody, that these guys want to get paid in advance, because if they wait to the end and they get hurt, they're going to get nothing. We all understand that. So I like to be a sports talk host, reminding everybody, hey, that guy's under contract for 2 more years. Stop talking about a contract extension. We got him under contract for a couple of years. But then you got great players like Devontae, Dak Prescott, all around the league that are like, man, my deal's coming to an end. I want to get paid. I want some job security. And I understand that. Tom Telesco's got some money left. There's some money in that drawer for him to go out if he needs to add a veteran corner, if he wants to add someone else. A lot of people talking about another edge rusher. I don't think you need that. Hey, how about extending Malcolm Kuntz now? How about paying Malcolm Kuntz now? Maybe that's something they're going to do. I don't know. But I think the Raiders also understand that they have to have cash on the side and start building a war chest to get a quarterback if the quarterback doesn't work this year. And I'm hoping the quarterback works this year. And that would be Gardner Minshew backing up Aiden O'Connell and Aiden O'Connell playing at a very high level. Because if they don't play at a very high level, if they don't play at a super elite level, they're not going to be here. They're not. Derek Carr is a good player. He's not here anymore. Jimmy Garoppolo, good player. He's not here anymore. We know what these quarterbacks have to do, what they have to do. So tomorrow, I have a Raider Chalk Talk. I'll be working on Saturday. A Chalk Talk with former Raider Zach Miller. So I'm looking forward to that at 1 o'clock at team headquarters. So a little double dipping on Saturday, Mad Dog Radio, then Monday at Wynn. And then next week, we got another week of just content here. We're going to start lightly chipping away at our top 10 games of all time, starting to tease ahead with some of these games that are going to fall into the honorable mention mode. Appreciate everybody on YouTube this week. Numbers are going up, man. It's like climbing a mountain on YouTube, man. Like, you got to do crazy stuff to get people to subscribe. We're not going to do anything crazy here. We're just going to do a radio show every day. You like to hear what we do during the breaks and what we're talking about and how we build the show. Appreciate you getting in there. One more hour to go. Can't wait to talk to Larry Kruger, the Krug Show in San Francisco on the legacy of Willie Mays. And then coming up next, we're going to try something interesting. We're going to take Reggie Jackson and Pete Rose, combine those interviews because we're the only show to have that, and to talk to those two guys. Worth hearing that again. And then my bucket of Modelos. My sons are of age now. My son turned 21 and 20. They better not touch my Modelos. They're dripping wet and on ice, and they're for me.